It is Saturday, March 3rd, 2018, and you're listening to I Am Orlandis, the podcast, featuring your host, Orlandis Dawson. Guys, we have some great events coming up, both in the boxing and MMA world. We'll touch up on those later in the podcast. But first, we have breaking news. According to sources close to the situation, 48-year-old former light heavyweight champion Chuck Liddell is very close to signing a multi-million dollar deal with Bellator MMA. You heard that right. Chuck Liddell is close to signing a deal to debut in Bellator. Now, I've seen this coming. I have to be honest with you. He and Chael Sonnen have been going back and forth. Chuck calls Chael an easy fight, a tune-up fight, saying he'll take him out in one or two rounds. I think that's been building up. And now, here we are. Chuck Liddell is going to sign a multi-million dollar fight deal with Bellator. Very close. It might happen today. Expect Chuck versus Chael Sonnen to happen sometime later this year or early next year. That fight's going to happen. It has to happen. They've already been promoting it even before he had a deal with Bellator. So that fight's going to happen. Just expect it to happen. In other news, in other not so breaking news, John Jones has had his California license revoked for 1 year. He meets with USADA later in August to determine whether or not he's going to face a four-year suspension. I suspect that suspension is going to be more like a year because of the substance that he used. There was so little in his system and the test that he failed that would indicate that he unknowingly took that substance in the form of some other ingredient, possibly cocaine. We all know that John Jones has had his issues in the past. I hope the best for him. I don't think he cheated. He did beat Daniel Cormier. He knocked him out. I don't think PEDs had anything to do with that. But that's just my humble opinion. In other news, not so breaking, we know that Floyd Mayweather was talking about signing with MMA to fight possibly Conor McGregor. Sources close to that situation said that wasn't the case. Floyd Mayweather was actually going to be CM Punk's second fight. Floyd Mayweather versus CM Punk was going to be the main event for a UFC event. But however, we all know that Floyd commands a lot of money. He's made nine figures in boxing, and he even stated in his retirement that the only thing that would make him come back is another nine-figure fight. Well, Floyd versus CM Punk, not a nine-figure fight. CM Punk is in no way an MMA fighter. He is an amateur. He is a guy who, I mean, he was a wrestler. Or he was a fake wrestler in the WWE, but we all know that's fake fighting. That's entertainment. So he's an actor. He never competed in competitive sports, whether it was in high school. He wasn't a wrestler in high school. He wasn't a wrestler in college. He has no accolades in any arena of fighting, except for he's taken some jiu-jitsu classes with the Gracies, but he wasn't your model student. He would come probably for a weekend and take some lessons. So you would say he got some lessons in jiu-jitsu, and then he got serious later in his life to fighting, to actually becoming a real fighter, and not a fake fighter, not a fake wrestler. And he came, and we all know the story. He got torched. But that was the story, that CM Punk and Floyd Mayweather were going to fight. I doubt the UFC could generate nine figures for this fight. So they scrapped it. They probably told Floyd, hey, if you fight Conor McGregor in MMA, you'll get your nine figures. But Floyd knows that a fight with Conor McGregor in an MMA octagon would be stupid, would be completely stupid. Conor would kill Floyd. Conor would leg kick him. Conor's a great kicker. Someone who doesn't kick, you know, would be the ideal, like CM Punk, and who doesn't really know how to fight, would be a good debut match for Floyd, who would be an amateur in MMA. Conor's no amateur in boxing as far as his experience. He's boxed before. He was a boxer, and people say that he was really good, but he was better in karate. He's better in MMA, so that's the route that he went. So that fight, that scrapped, and we hopefully won't hear any more of that story. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see a great champion like Floyd do something stupid like fight an experienced MMA fighter and get torched, because that would have happened and that would have been just disastrous. That would have been bad for his career, bad for his legacy. It wouldn't have ended well. So I'm glad they scrapped that. I hope his delusions of grandeur end and he doesn't return to any type of ring. Enjoy your retirement, Floyd. You did great. You beat many champions. You are a legend. Stay a legend. Don't go the route of Muhammad Ali or you know, fighters that stayed in too long and got beaten by opponents that would have never beat them in their prime. So, that being said, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the UFC fight card and with some boxing news and boxing events that are coming up. We'll see you in a second. Let's talk UFC 222. That's on tonight. It's going to be a really good fight card. Some exciting fights. One of the undercard fights. I'll touch on some of the fights that I'm excited about. And one of the fights is going to be on the undercard. Live TV, Fox Sports 1. It's going to be CB Dolloway versus Hector Lombard. Both of these guys are fighting for their UFC careers. Both of these guys are tailor-made for each other. CB Dolloway did well on Tough. Went to the UFC. He didn't do so well. He's had some fights against some of the top fighters, and he couldn't quite see the success that he had on the Ultimate Fighter episode. And then in turn, Hector Lombard did great in Bellator. He had some impressive knockouts and some wins. Went over to the UFC. He didn't do quite as well as we expected him to do. So this fight, two guys fighting for their UFC careers, should be exciting, should be a great fight. Free TV tonight. And then you have on Fox Sports 1, John Dotson versus Pedro Munhoz. John Dotson, great fighter, couldn't quite crack the Demetrius Johnson code, but he is a solid fighter. He did knock out TJ Dillashaw. Let me stress that. He knocked TJ Dillashaw out when they fought. John Dotson's a solid fighter, takes on 15-2 Pedro Munhoz. That should be an exciting fight, should be really good. And then we have, I've been waiting for this debut in UFC for quite some time. We finally have the debut of Mackenzie Dern in the UFC taking on Ashley Yoder. This should be exciting. It should be good. I expect Mackenzie Dern, who's a world Brazilian jiu-jitsu champion, to do very well. And then a thing about Mackenzie Dern that's funny to me, I've been following this girl for a while. I was following her when she was just competing in Brazilian jiu-jitsu because she was a national champion and she's really good. I believe she's from Arizona. She is a Brazilian-American. She speaks beautiful Portuguese. I've heard her interviews, her early interviews, and you know, she talks like a girl from Arizona. But lately, I've seen her interviews, and she has this thick Brazilian accent. And I can't quite put my finger on when this happened. I was talking to some friends the other day. I'm like, what happened to Mackenzie Dern? I thought this chick was from the U.S. But check her out. It's funny. It's a great marketing tool. People are talking about it. There are interviews, and there's, you know, news all about her new accent. It's great. Great stuff. And then we have beautiful Kat Zingano, who I love. She's fighting Kellen Vieira. That should be a really good fight. Kellen Vieira's 9-0. Kat Zingano's 9-2. But those two losses are against top opponents. That fight should be an exciting fight. And then we have Stefan Struve in the heavyweight division taking on Andrei Arlovsky. Good fight. Two very strong competitors. Andrei Arlovsky is a UFC legend. He was a champion back in the day. He's trying to reclaim his role as one of the top fighters in the UFC, taking on Stefan Struve. That should be an exciting fight. Then Sean O'Malley, the Phenom, 9-0, bantamweight. And I can't say this guy's name. I've been trying all day. Andre Suk something. 12-5 against Sean O'Malley, 9-0. That's going to be a great fight. This is going to be on the main card. That fight's the third fight on the main card. Frankie Edgar. In the co-main event, Frankie Edgar takes on Brian Ortega. I feel sorry for Frankie Edgar. He just can't quite get lucky enough to get a title fight in the featherweight division. Something always happens. Someone always gets hurt, whether it's Frankie or whether it's his opponent. This time, it was his opponent, Max Holloway. He got injured. Now, get this. Conor McGregor offered to step in for Max Holloway when Max Holloway got injured. Connor and Frankie have been on a collision course for some time. Frankie says he's ducking him. Connor says, I want to fight you because you were one of the featherweights that I didn't beat. So Connor offered to fight, but the UFC felt that they didn't have enough time to promote a fight of this magnitude for it to be the main event and for Connor to get the money that he commands when he fights. So that fight got scrapped and they brought in Brian Ortega. Poor Frankie Edgar. I love Frankie Edgar, but I feel sorry for you because Brian Ortega is going to run through Frankie Edgar tonight. That is my prediction. Brian Ortega is going to win that fight. Frankie Edgar is going to have to get back in line and work his way back to a title fight in the featherweight division. Will that happen? I don't know. I seriously doubt it. And in the next fight, we have Chris Cyborg in the main event taking on Yana Kunitskaya. Yana Kunitskaya is a great fighter, 10-3. She's from Russia. Great stand-up fighter, great karate, great wrestling, and her jiu-jitsu is very underrated. She's a very good, solid fighter. She's taking on Cyborg. There's no size difference. I think Cyborg has a 2-inch reach advantage, but both of these girls are big girls. It's going to be a good fight. It's going to be exciting, but I expect Chris Cyborg to run through Yana Kunitskaya like she's run through everyone else. So we'll see what happens. Going to be a great fight. Going to be a great event, UFC 222. Don't miss it. But if you do, if you happen to miss it, join us on the Fight Club page on Facebook. Type in The Fight Club. And you can join us, become a member. It's just make a request. We'll add you. We will replay. We will link. We will share a link that replays the entire event in its entirety on Sunday. So if you miss the UFC 222 pay-per-view, we got you covered. Come to the Fight Club. Join us on Facebook. I'm going to take a short break. We'll be back with some boxing card news, and we'll wrap it up. All right, welcome back. We got some great boxing events coming up tonight and one coming up early afternoon. Sheffield, England, Kell Brook makes his return to the ring and return to 154 versus Sergey Rabchenko. Both great fighters. Kell Brook is 36-2 with 25 KOs. Rabchenko is 29-2 with 22 KOs. Now, Kell Brook is back at his natural weight at 154 to take on Sergey. And get this, Kell Brook had his losses. He's coming off two losses, but he can be forgiven for those losses. Kell Brook stepped up and fought Triple G at middleweight. Kell Brook was fighting at 147 and 154 in between during that time, and he stepped up and he fought Triple G. We all know how that went down. And then in his very next fight, he went all the way down to 147 and took on Errol Spence. Well, we know he lost that fight too. He says he was drained. I believe him. I don't think he would have beaten Errol Spence either way, but it was still a good fight. If they could have met at a catch weight, if they could have met at 154, it probably would have been a different fight. But anyway, that being said, he takes on Sergey Rabchenko tonight. Kell Brook actually is going to be in Sheffield, England. So if you're listening to this in the U.S., that fight's going to happen early afternoon, possibly 12 or 1 o'clock. So look for that fight on Sky Sports. If you miss it, don't worry. Join us on the Fight Club on Facebook. We will replay that fight as well, just in case you miss it. And then also in heavyweight fights tonight, we have Sergey Kovalev taking on Igor Menchalkin. That fight's going to be on HBO. Sergey Kovalev coming off of a win in his return fight after losing to Andre Ward twice. Sergey's dominated for a while. I pick him in this fight to continue to do what he does best, and that's beat people. I'm hoping that he can, at some point, super chicken Adonis Stevenson will step up and fight Sergey Kovalev or fight someone who can compete with him. He's fighting these nobodies. He's pretended that he was going to fight Sergey for a while. So hopefully that fight could be made. And without Andre Ward in the division, Sergey can once again top that division and rule it as an undisputed champion. And then in the heavyweight events, the heavyweight fight, we have Deontay Wilder taking on Luis Ortiz. We've been waiting for this fight for some time. We've been waiting for Wilder to take on a fighter other than a journeyman, and Luis Ortiz also to take on a fighter that's not been a journeyman. Now, this fight should be really good. There should be fireworks. Deontay Wilder's 39-0 against journeyman with 38 knockouts against journeyman. Luis Ortiz, 28-0 against journeyman, 24 knockouts. Luis Ortiz is a great fighter, but he got popped twice for PEDs. He got a suspension for PEDs. Now, I was listening to Eddie Hearn, who made a really good evaluation of Luis Ortiz and said that this guy had to use PEDs. Actually, no, it was David Hay who said Luis Ortiz had to use PEDs against journeyman, and now he's fighting Deontay Wilder. How do you think that's going to happen? A lot of people are predicting Luis Ortiz to upset Deontay Wilder, and for a while I was thinking the same thing, but David Hay's assessment of Luis Ortiz has me changing my mind. Actually, I think that Luis Ortiz is going to get beat tonight, and he's going to get knocked out early, possibly in the second or third round. Deontay Wilder swinging Wilder is going to be too much for Luis Ortiz, and that fight's going to be over quick, and hopefully we'll see Deontay Wilder versus Anthony Joshua sometime in the near future. But that's happening tonight. Check it out, and if you miss it, don't worry, we got you covered. Join us on the Fight Club on Facebook. We will replay the event for all the people that missed it. At least we may not have the entire event, but we'll definitely have the main event. Deontay Wilder versus Luis Ortiz. And we may even drop you Sergey Kovalev versus Igor Malchekin. That's it for me. I am Orlandis, the podcast. Stay tuned. We'll have a wrap-up on Monday of the weekend's events. We'll see you next time.